Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, it's all over the place today, man. Some of the comments, I hooked up with my wife in the hospital while their grandma was having quadruple bypass heart surgery. Almost ashamed to admit I hooked up in the Catholic Church on a weekly basis in high school. Once hooked up on the dock of a lake, kids went by on a boat. You can hear the one tell the other guy, look, man, they're doing it on the dock. So I just waved at him. Mm-hmm. I like this one. The garbage chute room of an apartment complex. She couldn't leave her place, but her kids were up and around. My soon-to-be ex-wife, we did it at the boat show and the handicap stall in the women's bathroom.
Soon-to-be ex-wife.
Soon-to-be ex-wife. My wife and I, then just boyfriend and girlfriend, we decided we'd pull into my friend's driveway once. Hopped in the back of my all-red Saturn and did our business, fogged up the windows, and then immediately afterward, headed into the friend's house to a bunch of awkward looks from everyone there. No one ever said they knew, but you could just tell they knew.
I've done that.
Let's see, I hooked up with a girlfriend in the closet of an ROTC room in my high school once. I had some dirty relations, we shall say, in the honey bucket.
Well, they're all dirty in that place.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
This is dirtier.
Oh,
yeah. Found in my mini there. And I'm almost ashamed to admit I hooked up with my now fiance. Oh, that's right, the refrigerator box.
Mm-hmm. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I don't know, that just seems awkward.
Well, sex in a box.
You're having sex inside of a cardboard box?
I mean, I get it. It's big enough. It's just...
Like, what are you, a cat?
Hello, Tristan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Tristan. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And I wanted to say that I'm 33 right now, but back when I was 17, my best friend's mom took me, him, and his little brother all to the movie theaters at that old one in Linwood that used to play the reruns. And she brought a blanket with her, and she was... giving me some good old hand service and stuff like that under the blankets, and the best friend never even knew about it or nothing.
His mom, did you have any idea before this happened that this might be something she'd want to do with you?
Yeah, well, we've been flirting for a long time.
With your friend's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you're 33?
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still friends with this dude?
No.
Did that have anything to do with it, you and his mom?
Yeah. Well, we eventually hooked up when you let me stay the night, you know, a couple of weekends after that.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what movie did you guys go see?
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I can't even remember it because I was just remembering... Well, she was a thicker gal, you know, large breast, but she was, you know, late 40s, and I was like 17, you know?
All right, I got you, man.
That's a great story.
My friend's thick mom.
Hook up with the hot mom.
I know. No. Wow, man.
Maybe your date tonight will be all right.
Dang, that sound a little bit older than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like he's aging backwards.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
He sounds older than he is. It's his best friend's mom, but she's
A thicker woman.
Thicker woman. And it was a second run movie.
Right. With a blanket.
That is classic.
In a movie theater that can't afford heat.
It's a second run movie. And a cold movie theater.
Like,
with a
he didn't have
woman.
To tell me. I should have just asked, what snacks did you sneak in?
Right. I mean, if you take a blanket in a movie theater, you're not like walking into the bathroom with a Playboy under your arm.
Right. Be right back.
Oh, golly. Come on.
What you plan on doing there? Hello, Nat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
So, yeah, where I was almost ashamed to have sex, me and my friend were, this was back in high school, and my parents would always drop us off at the skating, and every Friday night, because that was where I would hang out with most of my friends. Well, me and my boyfriend at the time thought it'd be a great idea to just not, after my parents dropped us off, we would just not go in. So we walked down to the park, about a quarter mile, half mile away, and, just hung out, we're hanging out for a bit. Started making out and, in a kid's playground at night.
What kid's thing were you close? Were you close to the swings, the slide, the jungle gym?
It was more just a whole kind of kid's castle fort kind of playground.
Oh, nice. That's we didn't have those growing up. Yeah. We always ended up like in a
dugout. He stormed the walls, if you will.
Like in a dugout or something.
Yeah, that's true, man. My kid played T-ball when he's like 3, 4, whatever it was. And it's just my thought, and probably every father there, but they have the little dugouts. And I'm like, do you know how much sex has happened?
Oh, yeah.
In these dugouts.
I remember going with a girlfriend growing up to the dugout and realizing that we couldn't go in the dugout because someone was already in the dugout.
Having sex.
Yeah, well, they were whatever they were doing. But they were
you
already
know what they were doing.
Occupying the thing. I thought, man, maybe we should just go to the third base line. You know what I mean? Just go to the other
just
dugout.
Stare them down.
Exactly right.
I see you over there.
Yeah, I'll steal some cigarettes.
I see you, playboy.
Bang on a trash can.
Get the real snack bar.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-9990.
Yeah, it's a snack bar now. You want some fun dip?
God, that's our nickname. Yeah, we're going fun dip. Hello, Evan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So this happened back in high school. My girlfriend at the time, she was house-sitting this really big house, and we had decided to spend the night that night. So this house probably had 4 to 5 bedrooms. But for whatever reason, we decided to, let's get hot and heavy on the top of the stairs. So we're going to town on the stairs and, clothes are coming off and she kind of lays down a little bit and we're getting after it. And then all of a sudden I kind of hear my name being whispered, but it's not by her. So I like hear it again, and then I kind of realize it's coming from behind her head. My pants were behind her head, and my phone was in my pants pocket.
Oh!
So she had essentially butt dialed, but with her head, she had head dialed my dad.
Oh, your dad!
The phone. Yeah, the voice in my phone was my dad yelling at me, telling me that I need to get home right now.
Do you think he could hear what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. She was not a quiet girl.
Okay. All right.
You should have said, no, I'm killing her, Dad.
I'm staying the night.
I would never have sex. I'm murdering her.
Come on.
So we get back to my house, and then it's my parents and her mom at the house already talking to us, sitting us down and talking to us about, safe sex and all that.
And how old are you at this point?
I think we were like 16, 17, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, they got to do it. Right. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They probably smell the stink on you.
It's so, but you can never go over to their house again. It just sucks. Like, the parents are eyeballing you. Everybody's looking at you. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was not a fun one. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm guessing that killed the mood instantly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was no finishing after that.
Yeah.
Now we got to go.
The power of a parent's voice. Are you having sex in there? I was.
Till you interrupted.
Done now.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you had hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Man. Didn't you say you had a situation like that?
Yeah, I did.
What, your mom ruined it for you? How did that
work? I told my dad that I had sex. And, of course, the first thing he did was pick up the phone and call my mom.
Why would you tell him?
I learned a lesson. Don't tell him.
I know, man. But I just feel like, at that age especially, right?
So then she called my girlfriend's parents.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 17, 16 years old.
That's fair. Dad ass, like, damn right.
Yeah. I mean, like,
laid.
I figured, yeah.
But
exactly.
You lied.
Yeah, but the way, it wasn't the way.
You've been lying to your friends about having sex, right, for the last 5 years of that. Are you a virgin? No, no, of course not. I've had sex. So when your parents ask, like, continue to lie. Even if I have, like, nope.
Yeah. And only that, like, it'd be different if you were to address it this way. Are you engaged in any type of sexual activity? Because I'd like to have a talk with you. You know what I mean? About, well, yeah, you know, about just, hey, wear a condom, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the way that it was framed. The framing on it was like, got a girlfriend, you know what I mean? You're doing some stuff there, you're getting a little fun, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, buddy.
Oh,
friend,
he got
pal,
his, he goaded you into
it. Then bring, hey, Miles is having sex.
And then just downhill.
Golly.
Did you have to deal with her parents? Like, did,
I mean, we were friends. Like, I would go over there and just hang out. We would, like, I was friends with her brothers. We would.
You used to.
Did you ever again?
No.
No chance.
No. The whole thing was fell apart at that point. Like, everything just dried up.
You can still hear the bitterness.
No. I mean, you don't understand how important that is when you're that age.
Oh, yes, I do.
And to have that cut off like that was just absolutely devastating.
No, I understand that, man.
Yeah.
I was just never in that situation. My mom's old talk with me, I don't know, I was like 16, 17. I walked into the kitchen. She's making breakfast, turns around and says, I don't know if you are or if you're not, but if you're going to F, then put a rubber on your D. That's honestly gone the entire conversation. I'm like, well, I feel better, but I let her know. I'm like, not really a problem right now.
Yeah, don't you worry, Mom.
Don't sweat it, man.
What's the cutoff where it doesn't matter anymore?
What, talking to them, you mean?
No, because, like, you have kids and stuff, but there's a certain age where, like, you know your kids are having sex as they're, like, in their 20s.
It seems like once you get around 30, like, things change, you know, when you're a teen, and we all hear the same thing, which, don't make me a grandparent. Make me my grandparent. And then you hit, like, 30 years old, and out of nowhere, suddenly they say things like, when are you going to make me a grandparent? Like, well, for the last 18 years of my life, you've made it clear that this is the last thing you want to do. And just so you know, I'm going through great pains to make that possible for you, to not make you a grandparent. And then once they say, well, when dad, like, to be a grandparent, it's like, yeah, but the problem with that is I have to be a parent first. Like, I hear you. I would like grandkids right now. So what?
Because you can give back.
That's exactly it.
Right. And I want to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Because it'd be like having my kids, but when they get on my nerves, I can kick them out of the house. But that's not how it works. So, yeah, about 30 years old, the tune seems to change. And they're happy. Mm-hmm. They're happy that you had sex, right? As a teenager, if you came in and you said, Mom, I got my girlfriend pregnant, right? There's a whole talk, everyone's crying, everyone in the family department, you say it now, and that's the happiest thing in the world.
I blocked that out of my thoughts with my children.
What's that?
Just anything having to do with sex.
Yeah. Right, but that's what I'm saying, at a certain age, like, if a kid's in their 20, you know what I mean? They're not a kid.
You know the slightest.
You know what they're doing.
I know, yeah. I just don't want to think
exactly
about it.
You know exactly what they're doing.
I know what they're doing.
But that's why they said,
big dog.
That's exactly how my mom said it. Come on, big dog. You get in there. You do your thing. You better satisfy her.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you were hooked up? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You've got Before we get to the emails, I got to get the cornbread out of my mouth. We were talking about cornbread all last week, seemingly.
Well, we brought up cornbread, and then two things happened. You know, and we're saying, you know, you want good cornbread. So two places got love for this, and it's mind-blowing, but the Pierce County Prison System.
James, I guess, is his name.
Apparently, they have very good cornbread. And the thing is, anyone that's been arrested there for enough time to have the cornbread, they vouch for it. Going like, love it. Jail sucks, But the cornbread is to die for. And then a place called the Buttered Biscuit.
All right? In Sumner.
Sumner, Washington, okay? So we did not know anything about the Buttered Biscuit, but when it came up, I mean, what, like 50 people instantly are going, they are the S, you got to do it.
That's best cornbread. That's the cornbread.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They just came by for a quick visit.
Oh, my.
And they dropped us off a pan of cornbread. And listen, I don't want to overstate things. This is the best effing cornbread I've had in my... And I mean...
Ever. Hands down.
You've never had cornbread.
It's not even close.
No. It's no. Go, the butter is great. Everything.
Everything. Okay. Go to the butter.
Stop what you're doing and go get some cornbread.
Sir, even if you don't like cornbread, you will like this cornbread. Okay. This is ridiculous.
Honestly, I said it... You guys weren't out there. I said I was lied to by my mom. I've never actually had cornbread till today.
You know what? That's true. It will ruin you on everyone else.
All right.
Good Lord.
On to the emails. Where are you almost ashamed to me that you hooked up? Guys, I once had sex in the back of an open trailer in a truck parking lot. I also had once had sex in a haunted basement. That's a long story. Don't say my name.
That's a smooth transition.
Don't say my name.
From cornbread to had sex in the back of a pickup truck.
You don't want anybody to say your name?
She's like the anti-Beyonce.
Don't say my name.
Don't say my name. Don't say my name.
My encounter happened several times in Germany. Being in the army at the time, single, I had several times. I hooked up random women. One time in 2002, headed to Berlin for the Love Parade. Had two women at one time. Happy Valentine's Day. Guys, two places come to mind when you ask a question. The first being the Big Sky Ride at the fair. I'm only ashamed because of how quick it had to be. But it was great. Left the condom on there for the next riders. The other being in the red tubes in front of the Science Center. I'm actually more proud of that one. My friend had just gotten out of jail, so me and my girlfriend met him at the jailhouse about 10 at night. We made him stand guard while we climbed up in the tubes. Oh, to be young again, that from pork. Guys, I used to work at a homeless shelter in Seattle. In the basement, there was a room where we kept donated clothes and other various things. My girlfriend at the time would come in through the garage door, and we would hook up in that room. Rock on, guys. That from Cody. Guys, a camp trailer, went over to a shindig at a work friend's family's place. I met her boyfriend's sister previously, and we got flirting and drinking around the fire, then made our way to the little trailer in the yard, the Shadow Cruiser. Evidently, the banging of the trailer on the wheels was obvious, and her brother interrupted. I opened the door and said nothing was going on. He says, dude, you're in your boxers. Another time, I was walking home drunk with my girlfriend. We hooked up on the lawn of a church. Just after high school, my girlfriend at the time and I had a friend who worked for a pizza place. So we got down in the bed of his truck while he was delivering pizzas. Numerous locations. Here's another one. We had Love Van, as Steven called it. Park Ranger knocked on the window. He always said, if the van is rocking, don't come knocking. He was not amused. Also, a few mall parking lots after Jungle Jim's lunch and a movie at the Merritt Island Square. Wish Hour 28. I hope you guys are well. All the love. That from Sarah Drepper.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, I was 28.
Oh, Michelle, today is my best friend Josh's 25th birthday, but if you ask his girlfriend, today is Valentine's Day. Can he please get a big old bong rip? And let's see, the dirty German's talking about Josh's weird fetish for minions. Thanks, guys. That's from Jordan.
Yeah, the fetish for minions is not as weird as you think it is. Look at the shape of the minions and think of all the places they can fit.
Yeah, so you know, when I look at these minions, I feel like maybe he just has a fetish for short fat men and overalls.
He likes anything where you can say Gru.
What do the minions say?
They don't really talk.
I thought they made noises.
They make noises. It sounds real close to like they're saying something, but they're not really saying anything.
Okay.
Guys, I want to see if you can do a shout-out to my husband, Justin. He is 30 years old today. Please, can the dirty Germans talking about drag car racing? He loves that. Thanks so much. That from Brittany.
Yeah, I love the drag car racing. I let you dress in drag and race my car.
Yeah, it's the scariest part is how fast we pull drives.
Yeah. They call me Fast and Furious in the bedroom.
Guys, birthday request from my wife, Dawn. She is 36 years old. Could she get some... no, we can't do the bitter batter. Because Mike's not in there. How about an inspirational quote from Miles?
Mike,
yeah, Mike, there he is. Bitter batter real quick here before we get to the inspirational quote.
By the way, just on a quick side note, have you seen all the people now eating the cornbread out of the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
It's like seagulls on the beach.
Betty bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought a bit of better butter.
Boom.
Don. If you hate yourself, remember, you are not alone. Limacholas, want to wish my boss, Steve, a happy 44th birthday.
Just thinking of people I know by that name now.
We both live in Milwaukee, but are currently in Puerto Rico right now on business. He's never listened to your show, but I tell him about it every day. I love you guys. Anyway, he's a huge Redskin fan. So could I get a you like that? And Coach Ted gave him a pep talk about staying true to his roots. Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
You like that? You like that?
I'll tell you what, it's funny you bring that up because Coach Ted is from the D.C. area, PG County to be exact. And you know what? The hell with that organization. The owner sucks. The team sucks. The stadium sucks. Yeah, free yourself of this nonsense. Dan Snyder doesn't care about you. Let it go.
Go Dragons.
Go Dragons. Go Hawks. Seriously.
Seriously. He's not kidding.
He's the worst owner in the world.
And don't worry. Remember, he's little Jerry Jones. And remember all the championships the Cowboys have won since the 90s? Oh, yeah. Yeah, except they had the 90s.
Hola, Wobbin,
Mike. Dan Snyder hasn't had crap.
No.
He's a terrible owner, terrible organization.
He is.
Yeah. I don't know, people, you got to stay true. Hell with that.
Let's see, guys. I hate this day. I turned 45 this morning. I'm supposed to give presents. I should not have waited past my due date. Can I please get, a mic with some baby batter and Robin's favorite drop. Have a great weekend, ladies. That from Paul in Sacramento, listening on 98 Rock.
Drop the beat.
Oh, Mike's not paying attention. You're not getting any bitter
Mike,
batter this
baby.
Year, Paul.
We need baby
batter.
Better butter.
I'm working overtime today. Doggone. Betty bought her butts some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her butter, bit of better butter.
Guys, just want to say the heck with Valentine's Day. It's my birthday. Now celebrate that. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Now time for a nice bowl. It is my 47th trip around the great glowing orb out there. That from Imby. Give Imby some dirty Germans, please.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to show you another glowing orb, but only because it is infected.
Yeah, and I'm going to put something in this orb. You're going to be amazed by it. Have you ever seen a nuclear explosion of the sun?
Yeah, it's like a freeze frame of the mushroom cloud.
Yeah, tonight you'll understand fusion.
Bitches, I want to wish a happy 50th to Valerie, a.k.a. the Queen Bee. Can I get a suck-it-up cupcake and the dirty Germans telling her what a nifty 50 is? And something maybe extra dirty from Wobbin. I love you guys. That from Eddie.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I am so tired of this nifty 50. We have upgraded it to German standards. Now it is your nipply 50.
Yeah, this nifty 50 sounds right. This is Valerie. I know a few vowels around that age. You guys are wild.
Und jetzt kannst du ein bisschen Öl auf dein Butter schmeißen.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
All right, a couple extra emails here. Subject is sleepwalking. Guys, regarding Miles sleepwalking and making food, my boyfriend does this occasionally. He was sleep making a sandwich one night, and I wanted to mess with him. He was looking for mustard, and I tore off a side of the crust with a little sandwich left, put that on the plate, and took his sandwich. When he turned around, he stared at his plate, so confused. I asked, what was wrong? In his most defeated and sad gibberish, while scratching his head, he said something that sounded heartbreaking, then grabbed the crust before shoving it in his mouth and went to bed. Mean, but funny. That from Allison. Gentlemen, on a headline segment, Mike had a Ted moment. Instead of saying for crying out loud, he said for crying loud out. It reminded me of the time when Ted said 50 grades of Shay. A guaranteed future repeat because I could rewind all of your funniest moments. Miles, keep blessing us with your pro tips. And to thrill, please send Big Shirley and Rainbow Janet Hill my love. Stay beautiful. That from Stevie J.
Stevie J, they'll both appreciate that.
Guys, when I was three, as far as breaking something, my dad took me to look at a 72 Camaro that was parked on a steep downhill driveway. While my dad was looking at the car, I hopped in the driver's seat of my dad's 76 Bonneville. The shift column slipped out of park, and the Bonneville hit a car behind the Camaro, into the Camaro, and the Camaro pinched the guy's leg, who was selling the car to his garage, and broke his leg. That from Axel, who basically hit the trifecta there.
What did I break? Remember lawn darts? Basically small spears you were supposed to throw into a hula hoop target?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for unsupervised kids. I had a set before they were illegal. To make the game more of a challenge, we were throwing them over my house and using walkie-talkies to call the shots. I came up short on a throw, and my dad got home just in time to see me on the roof pulling it out of the shingles. What I broke, guys, about 1996. I'm 7 years old. I live in Hillsboro, Oregon. It was summer, so my brother, who is 3 years older than me, and I were out in the yard playing water wars, shooting each other with a hose, throwing water balloons, just having a good old time. At one point, he went into the house for something, so a 7-year-old me had the brilliant idea to fill up one of those big, hollow, orange wiffle ball bats with water and hide it in this big grape bush we had in the middle of our yard. My plan was to hide it behind the bush, wait for him. He'd see me defenseless, and then I'd whip the bat out and squirt him with it. Well, he came out early and was on the other side of the bush just as I threw the bat into it. Instead of sinking into the bush, it bounced off the foliage and out the other side right into his face. He started screaming. I went around the bush and found him sitting there, blood pouring out of his mouth. So my parents took him to the hospital. I stayed home. They called me after a while, told me I had knocked out his front teeth and broke another tooth in half, and I needed to go out into the yard to find them. So I went out and found them, and one of them was a full tooth, root and everything. Of course, I felt terrible about it, especially since he had to go around for 5 years missing his front tooth before we could afford to fix them, and he was the laughingstock of the school. I tried to make amends with him by giving him a basketball card collection, but somehow it just wasn't enough.
Damn.
That from Victor in Omaha. A couple extras here, guys. Sitting here on my work computer trying to burn through the rest of the day and catching up on your episodes. As far as when did food do you dirty?
Mm-hmm.
One time my boss, another coworker, a potential customer, business partner, and I all go out for Thai food. We were in a booth and the waitress asked everyone their order. I always say 5 on the spicy scale since it tastes better to me, and I've never had an issue with spicy foods.
Yeah.
So the meeting goes on. We talk business. Food arrives. We take a break to eat. As soon as I finish my drunken noodles, my stomach drops, and I feel the color drain from my face. Since my coworker sitting across from me goes wide-eyed and asked if I'm okay, I play it off like I'm fine. Figured I can just wait it out, and we'll wrap it up there soon. But my boss is a talker, and he went on and on and on and on. Finally, I was more worried about not being able to hold it on the way back. We had taken our client's brand-new Jeep, so I was sitting on the inside seat of the booth. I had to ask our client to excuse me out and proceeded to go to the bathroom for a solid 25 minutes. Every minute going by, just getting more awkward about the prospect of coming back out of that meeting. Of course, they all know what was going on and gave me a hard time. We'll never go to that Thai place again.
Going 5 Spice.
Guys, wish you all the best, and thanks for keeping me through positive through some hard times. Let's see here. Here's a question for us. Ola, guys, for your next Ask the Men's Room, I was wondering who is behind the voice of the various Men's Room segments, such as Sit and Spin, Is It Ted or Late Night, etc., etc. Always rock on, bitches. That from Keith. That is our production director, Taz.
Mm-hmm.
Who is responsible for coming up with all that good creative stuff. A couple more Tiny Mouth Guy guys. After listening to some older episodes, I heard you guys, for lack of a better word, razzing a guy you dubbed Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy. Now, every time I see something small, I'll tell my wife, that's just the right size for my teeny tiny mouth. Thank you for the laughs, guys. That from Jay. A question for Thrill. Thrill, I recently saw some videos of you performing with the new Originals.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, it's pretty awesome to see the energy and passion you have for playing music. Who would be your top bassist influences as a musician? My biggest guitar influence would have to be Adam Jones of Tool. What do you think of Justin Chancellor, the bassist of Tool's playing? Rock on, guys. That from Victor in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, Victor, Justin Chancellor is phenomenal. He does not influence me because he's on a different planet than I am, frankly. Like, where his brain goes is unbelievable. But as far as influences go, probably Billy Gould from Faith the Mournfully. Okay. I mean, to me, that's where it's at, man. Play hard, play fast. If you can play, play.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Shane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly sit, shift, sit, shuffle. Sit.
There you go.
Shane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly shit.
Oh, no.
Maybe she needs to.
I guess I didn't
That's a big loss in 10 versus the FCC. Let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for 10 versus the FCC.
Late night.
Man, oh, man. Another one of those late nights. You know, I get a thing when we go to the men's room house. Miles and I made hot cocoa for everyone. Saying everyone to sleep, as I always do. Talk to Mike in. Mike has a hard time going to sleep.
Yep.
Couldn't find your binky. I apologize.
I couldn't go to sleep till 4:30. I was still racing.
That's right. But while you guys were sleeping in your quarters with your little stockings on and everything, we stayed up real late eating the Tide Pods so we could come up more rhymes and riddles.
You won't believe this, so we walk in today and there's a listener submitted 10 versus the FCC.
No!
I know, son of a bitch, right?
No!
It says, guys, I've been listening since you were on 100.7 The Buzz.
I'm sure you guys hear it all the time, but you really do make people laugh and make our days a little bit easier. So thanks and cheers. Happy effing Valentine's Day. BS holiday. I'm going to get drunk and feed my snakes. At least they'll appreciate it. That from Prison Mike, who sends this one. And also,
he's in good spirits. I like
deals
that.
Deals with Shane. And it goes Prison something Mike. Like this.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny shallow ship, shooting squirting scum. The ship chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Thanks, Prison Mike. I mean, this will be a lot of slobber on this one.
Okay.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
Three times fast.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
One.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hand.
Two!
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hand.
Big win in 10 versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, we have the list of the most walkable cities in the country.
Walkable cities.
Walkable cities. I'll give you a hint. It's exactly the same as it was last year.
So I'm guessing it'll be your Seattle, Chicago,
Portland.
Portland, anything that's not Los Angeles or Houston.
All fantastic guesses. A company that owns a chain of wedding venues just went out of business, so now about 75...
I'm going to smack those papers out of your hand.
7,500 brides and grooms suddenly don't have a place to get married.
Yay, said the grooms.
75 what?
Seth Meyers.
Right? Your bit's coming up next, damn it.
Sorry.
7,500. 7,500 people just lost their wedding.
Huh.
I mean, I know it sucks, but I got
to take
laugh.
It as a sign.
Take the money, go to Vegas. Blow it all. The Canadian military wants to recruit more women, and their plans are shorter skirts for the uniforms, highlighting the disaster relief they do and calling medals bling.
Wait, run that by me again now.
The Canadian military wants to recruit more women, and their plans are shorter skirts for the uniforms, highlighting the disaster relief they do and calling medals bling.
That's what they came up with, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Way to go, Canada.
Wow.
How often
seems
do they
like you're playing on bad stereotypes of women.
How often do they deploy their military, though? You're Canada. You call for help.
Actually, they're very good ally.
I'm sure that's right.
But still, right. Like, that's how you're going to recruit people to the military.
Right.
Get some bling. Wear a short skirt.
Short skirt.
Because that's who you want in the military. Someone who's worried about their vanity.
Only one state senator in Indiana is supporting a business's rights to insert microchips into their employees to track them.
What?
The senator's name, I should have given this one to you. Chip Perfect.
Are you kidding?
His name is Chip Perfect.
Chip Perfect.
And he wants to microchip employees.
Yeah, I have a buddy that went through a town, I forget, somewhere in the middle of the country, and like they were already doing it.
Microchipping them for what?
Like everything.
Right.
Like they know when you're coming into work, they know when you're leaving work, you go to the store, you just kind of wave your hand.
I mean, I know when people are coming into work. The time you got to be at work.
Right.
It's worked for years.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
You can't trust their
employees. We have a key card. It probably tracks everything that we do, how many times we come in and out of the building, you know, everything else.
Exactly.
It's cameras all over this place.
If they're not doing what you want them to,
only
fire
at the
them.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
Only at the building does that key card do anything. It doesn't do anything once we leave.
Right. They're not getting the job done. Fire them. Let them go. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
The IRS has quietly deleted a guideline requiring Fortnite players to report their virtual currency for federal taxes.
Hmm. Yeah, but when you don't regard it as legitimate income, or you don't regard it as legitimate currency, then why would I... You don't think it's real, so why would I tell you what I earn?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that at all.
It's not real, though, right?
To be honest,
it's a real thing that can be used.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You can use. So if I get my currency from whatever video game, right? If my kids do it now, right? So they get whatever their currency is called. And like anything, you know, the carrot they dangle in front of you, if you want your new armor, if you want these new weapons, this, that, the other, whatever it is you're going for, they call it currency. And like anything, they keep it, you know, and they spend their money as they mm-hmm. go. So I guess technically, if you're playing this game and this virtual armor you bought for your character that does whatever the hell they're doing, then you were able to get goods based on a currency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's stupid, because if the Fed's going to tell you at the same time we don't recognize it as legal tender and we don't recognize it as currency,
you don't get to
then
touch
don't
it.
Worry about mm-hmm. it.
And someone might say, hey, I've got a brand new vacuum cleaner. If you give me 500 points, dollars, whatever, I'll give it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that happens too. But the difference
kids
is
do that. That's
it's
true.
Also a game. So Monopoly is a game. Just because I buy an apartment
right.
on Broadway, you know what I mean? Does not mean that they can tax me for the money from a... It's a game. So is Fortnite.
That's exactly right. It.
Just a game.
Porn has affected what young people think about sex. 1 in 4 say watching porn made actual sex disappointing when they finally had it. And 1 in 3 say it's affected what they find desirable in a partner.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Right.
I mean, it's also unrealistic.
It's supposed to be fantasy, right?
But also just, I mean, for a lot of kids, like, they just look at it all the time. It's like, eventually, it's just you, your equipment, and one woman.
Right.
But you're not going to be able to just go through a bunch of different chicks.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, there you go. That's how life works. Get over it.
And guess what? As Ted says, you got to preheat the oven before you...
Well, guess what? Yeah. When I watch a commercial for fast food, you notice you never actually see them take a bite.
Right.
They pretend to take a bite. because that thing they're holding is not actual food.
Right.
It's a prop. And then when you go to the fast food place, it never looks like that. Mm-hmm. Right? So should we get on them for that? I have these unrealistic expectations of what my food's going to look like when I go to the restaurant that advertises all.
Right. Guess what? Porn's out there. There's just some people, they seem to back off.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not real. They're having trouble.
The librarian silences you by saying, shh, nothing else. Moving on.
Yeah, they're generally,
Yeah, librarian.
When's the last time you went to a library and were like, Jesus, that person's unbelievably hot? Right? If wearing glasses doesn't make you a librarian.
Right. Sorry. Damn it, I can't get into this video. This is not realistic whatsoever.
No, it's not.
An Uber driver in Virginia was charged with kidnapping after he got into a chase with a driver who hit him and wouldn't let his passengers out.
But they filmed it from the back seat.
Did they really?
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. They thought they were going to die.
Right.
they really did.
Chasing after this guy.
Well, he took him for a bit of a ride. It wasn't just like a couple blocks. I mean,
he didn't stop.
Yeah.
He took off fast. Mm-hmm.
Where was it at?
Virginia. Some people recently filmed two passengers on a plane kissing passionately, and now people are criticizing the video for being creepy.
Yeah.
Because you're taping people kissing.
Why are you filming somebody else kissing?
I don't know, Ted. Why did we live stream the birth of a giraffe?
Because you don't see that.
That's pretty heavy.
And nobody wants to see it.
The giraffe's in a zoo. We already ruined its freedom.
That's a good boy.
We take advantage of it now. It just is what it is.
Oh, a company is selling dog collars that play swear words whenever your dog... Damn, Ted. Whenever your dog barks. If you're interested, they cost $60.
It's just what you need.
Yeah, right. A bank teller in Michigan called police about a robbery, but there was just one problem with the robber.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.